You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. This month, Social Security celebrated its 90th birthday. For nearly a century since FDR signed into law the Social Security Act of 1935, Social Security has been an important federal program that tens of millions of Americans rely on every year. But in today's political climate, Social Security is potentially at risk. A week ago, on August 14th, the White House celebrated the 90th anniversary of Social Security and issued this statement. Quote, this year, 72 million beneficiaries will receive over $1.6 trillion in payments, making Social Security a lifeline for retired workers, survivors, and people with disabilities, and a cornerstone of retirement security across generations, end quote. That was last week. This week, on August 19th, The Nation magazine published an article titled, Shocking, The Trump Administration Grabs the Third Rail with Both Hands. The Nation wrote, quote, last week, President Trump signed a proclamation celebrating Social Security's 90th birthday, suggesting that his one big beautiful bill would strengthen Social Security for generations to come. Unfortunately, Trump's mega bill does exactly the opposite. It does absolutely nothing to address Social Security's looming insolvency in 2035, and instead would suck $1.6 trillion out of its trust fund over the next decade, hastening its insolvency by 2 years, according to the nonpartisan Tax Foundation, end quote. The article goes on to offer evidence of its claim and quotes directly from the Republican Party and Trump administration leaders about privatizing Social Security. That includes a quote from the Treasury Secretary. To help us better understand how Social Security impacts Oregonians, I want to welcome to the exchange my guest, Stacy Larson. She's the Associate State Director of Communications for AARP of Oregon. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you so much for having me. Delighted to be here.
So tell me about your work at AARP.
Sure. So I work as Communications Director for AARP Oregon. And this year, or this all of this last few months, actually, we have been shining a light on the 90th anniversary of Social Security, because Social Security is a cornerstone of financial resilience. And at AARP Oregon, financial resilience for people 50 plus and their families is a pillar in terms of our priority issues, along with family caregiving and healthcare, reducing the cost of prescription medications. Our advocacy for Oregonians 50 plus and their families extends along a variety of areas. And one of those main areas is financial resilience, of which Social Security is, of course, foundational.
Now, how would you describe the impact of Social Security in Oregon?
Sure. So Social Security in Oregon injects $19.4 billion into Oregon's economy annually. More than 927,000 people here in Oregon receive Social Security, and they are part of 69 million Americans that rely on Social Security. You know, Social Security is important to 96% of Americans today, no matter their political party. And that is no different here in Oregon, where, again, more than 927,000 people rely on it. Not only do they rely on it for part of their financial resilience, for more than 307,000 Oregon seniors, Social Security is their primary source of income. So, you know, that's not a luxury, that's not a fringe, that's not a bonus. That's foundational to financial security. It's rent, it's groceries, it's prescriptions. It's a matter of keeping the heat on or the heat off, the lights on or the lights off. Additionally, Social Security lifts 193,000 Oregonians out of poverty every year. Without Social Security, more than 29% of people over 65 in Oregon would live in poverty. And so Social Security is essential for Oregonians to remain financially secure, to be able to plan for their retirement, and to be able to afford basic necessities. And so it's critical that we have Social Security when we need it.
It sounds like there's a wide range of benefits from Social Security here in Oregon. When you talk about lifting nearly 200,000 Oregonians out of poverty, What does that mean? What is poverty?
Well, that means that they are listed above the poverty rate. That does not necessarily mean, you know, what I mean to say is that it's a part of financial planning for many, many Oregon seniors that allows them to remain in their homes, that allows them to remain financially independent. It may be a part and a piece of the benefits that they receive, the financial input that they receive, but without it, they may well drop below the poverty line.
Right. And when you talk about the poverty line and the poverty rate, just out of curiosity, what is that?
I do not have that in front of me at the moment. I do know, however, that without Social Security, more than 29% of people over 65 would fall below it.
Gotcha. Well, there's a lot of questions and skepticism around the future of Social Security. What are your thoughts on the future of the program?
Yes, thank you so much for asking that question. You know, we know that there has been a lot of chaos and confusion that's been sown by the Social Security Administration this year. And AARP has fought for older Americans everywhere, including here in Oregon, because there cannot be hiccups in the services and customer service through the Social Security Administration, for people to be able to collect their benefits, for people to be able to apply for benefits, for people to be able to make changes in their account. And we have worked with members of Congress and gone to the Social Security Administration and won some victories on behalf of our members and older Americans around customer service changes, particularly last April. There was a lot of confusion around new requirements for people having to come into Social Security offices in person, which was going to create significant burdens for folks, particularly in rural areas or people with mobility issues or transportation issues. And, you know, there was information coming out one week about extending the requirement or the deadline for that requirement going into effect by 30 days. And then that was revoked. And so, you know, a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos in the Social Security Administration and around customer service. And ultimately, Americans work hard and pay into Social Security for their entire lives. We know that Social Security provides the majority of the income for 40% of older Americans, and they can't afford the confusion and the fear that is sown by this. So AARP is focusing on encouraging our members of Congress to find a bipartisan solution to the potential Social Security reduction in benefits as we approach 2034. Social Security is turns 90, and we are urging Congress to work in a bipartisan way to keep Social Security strong. As we have heard, if Congress fails to act by 2034, and that timeline may be changing, millions of Americans may see their earned benefits cut by 20%. Now, there are a number of proposals that would protect and strengthen Social Security for those who rely on it now and for generations to come. AARP has not endorsed a particular legislative approach, but there are proposals on the table that have broad popular support. So what AARP would like to see is lawmakers come together to support legislation that will protect Social Security over the long term. There is a policy analysis that AARP produced with the National Academy of Social Insurance and the U.S. Chamber of Congress, and that analyzed some of the proposals on the table. Those proposals are not in front of me. I would encourage listeners to visit the National Academy of Social Insurance online That's NIRSonline.org. And there is a publication there called Social Security at 90, a bipartisan roadmap for the program's future. You know, what we do know is that Americans can't afford the automatic benefit cuts that would occur if politicians in Washington allow the trust fund to be depleted. And so policymakers need to come together to support a bipartisan solution so that older Americans and all Americans everywhere can know that their elected officials are representing their best interests and supporting their futures.
My guest is Stacy Larson. She's the Associate State Director of Communications for AARP of Oregon. Stacy, what's the current condition of Social Security in Oregon? How stable is the program and its benefits?
The program is stable in its benefits here in Oregon. We know that, again, more than 927,000 residents here in Oregon collect Social Security. And, you know, in 90 years, Social Security has never missed a payment. I know listeners, given the chaos and confusion that's been sown over the last few months, are worried. AARP is aware that between some of the news coming out of Washington, D.C., some of the announcements by the administration, and then rolling those back, the ongoing customer service issues, long wait times on the phone, people driving to offices to find them closed, you know, this sort of thing creates a sense of instability and a sense of fear and confusion. And so it's important, I think, to focus also on how strong the program has been.
Well, Stacy, let me say this. We can't focus on the past because we never had a Trump administration in the past. That track record has sailed. Right now, we're dealing with an immediate impact, and the rhetoric is real. It's not just rhetoric. The Trump administration called Social Security, quote, a cornerstone of retirement security, end quote. Is Social Security a retirement program?
I'm sorry, would you repeat the question?
Excuse me. Is Social Security a retirement program that we can rely on?
Well, I think what's important is for Social Security to be a retirement program that we can rely on for the next 90 years, there needs to be bipartisan action to ensure that the program remains solvent. Social Security will continue to make payments, but that could be at a reduced level. As we're discussing, the current projections are that there will be around a 20% cut to Social Security payments when the fund is depleted. People will continue to receive payments, but with how vital the program is to livelihoods everywhere, many people across the country would not be able to afford that cut.
Well,
so
it is critical
that Congress act very quickly.
Quick question.
Act together. Yes.
Stacy, how much can people expect to receive from Social Security on retirement as a monthly income? What's the average?
The average for Oregonians or the average?
The average for Oregonians.
The country.
The average for Oregonians. How much do they receive?
I don't know what the average Social Security payment is for Oregonians, the average individual payment.
What's the average nationwide?
Well, the program pays out $1.6 trillion every year.
Well, let me ask you this. Can people still work and receive Social Security? Stacy, are you there?
Well, I think what's important to convey at the 90th anniversary of Social Security is that this is a foundational program that ensures financial resilience for millions and millions of Americans. And as we move through this anniversary of the landmark legislation, what we want to do to ensure the program's future, because we know that the confidence is waning. The AARP recently conducted a survey.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Stacey, we're running out of time. We really have to go, unfortunately. I know you want Congress to act in a bipartisan fashion in order to salvage and preserve Social Security, and we definitely appreciate that. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have.
Thank you. People can learn more at aarp.org/socialsecurity or We Earned It.
My guest was Stacey Larson. She's the Associate State Director of Communications for AARP of Oregon.